Magic, you're on line two. Am I talking to? You're on Sunday Morning Live. Yes, sir.
It's Gerald Womack.
Gerald Womack. Hey. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning. How are you all?
Fantastic. Well, you can't win those tickets now.
Well, I'm not calling for those tickets. I wish I could win, but I'm just so ready, as they say, to fight. Because the schools is a prime part of the black community.
Yes.
And I was a graduate of Jones High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of that. I think if they could take the programs out of Jones High School and put them at Carnegie, they can move up some of those same programs back to Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went there back then because it had the best programs in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, all of our tax dollars have been moved out into other communities. And when you take away a school out of a neighborhood, you take down the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm just appalled that we will sit by and let this superintendent come in and railroad this district like he's done. And it's been time after time after time. I think it's time for us to call on the elected ones who represent us in these districts to speak out. We have not heard one voice saying that they're not for it. All we heard is there was a meeting. We've been called to meetings. We were called to meetings before, and the school's still talking about closing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to hold this superintendent accountable. Those people in the South Park, Martin Luther King area have been paying property taxes for years to have a school there, and that school have not gotten what they deserve since I can remember, since 1975. If they can go on West Gray and build a brand new school for Carnegie, they can redo Jones and make it such those kids won't have to travel out of that neighborhood. I would not send my kids there either if they didn't have any programs. And this is time for us, and I'm calling on all those people, not only those who graduated from Jones, because guess what? When it happens to Jones, it'll happen to your school next.
That's right.
And it's such a coincidence. Out of all names, all of our school names in the history is changing. Our names, the black names, the names of the schools we went to, they're not good anymore. They got to go change the name, change the program. And all of that history that we have had through those schools and African-American communities going down the drain.
You're right.
As a business person, I don't have one child in the school, and I pay more property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I deserve, and I think these parents in these communities deserve to have a school. Now, when they move in our neighborhood, then all of a sudden that's when the programs come. But it's all also about the land. And you notice, as all this development is coming in, those people got kids. They're not going to pay $400,000, $400,000, $500,000 for these townhomes
mm-hmm.
and homes that they're building in the inner city without a school.
Right.
So there's a plot, seemingly, in Houston. You close the school and change the name and take the history away, and then we'll change the whole program, and your names ain't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we elect these members, we elect all of them, and we should be down there holding them accountable. And I'm just sick and tired of this school district about what it's done. It's got complaints about the bond. All of us business people went over there and supported the bond. We still ain't got nothing. It's all on the mm-hmm. news how you got to pay to play.
Yeah,
these folks don't even pay any taxes. I'm working to pay property taxes for my kids, for kids in my community to go to the school, go to these schools, and they're closing them for number one. And then when they turn around, when there's opportunities for those of us to do business with this school district, we are not doing it. And then we elect people who make their own decisions and not ours. And somebody, we ought to be waking up to that. We should not be having a member represent us and they make the decision. We have met this member who represents us. She should be loud and clear to the superintendent. It is no way Jones High School and those schools going to close. And those out there in the public, you all need to be ringing that school district phones down, their emails. And if they don't hear from us, they will continually do this,
correct,
what they're doing to us. And I'm just totally upset. I'm a business person. I'm president of the Black Real Estate Association. And I'm calling all my folks and all my friends out there, this is time for us to rally. Because when they take down the schools, back go our neighborhoods. I can't encourage people to buy a house in that neighborhood if they don't have schools.
When is the next board meeting?
Well, I believe that they're having a rally at Jones High School on Tuesday night.
Okay.
And but I received an email. But, you know, all that fancy rally and meeting, and we go down there, and we all just kind of out displeasure. We ought to be holding the member who's elected accountable. She ought to be sending out emails. She's listened enough. We've already said we didn't want that school to close. And they have enough resources to put resources in those schools, in those communities, those people and families are taxpayers. And guess what? This demographics of Houston has changed. It ain't all about black kids anymore. South Park is full of Hispanic kids. What we're saying is we want these kids to be able to get a good education in their own neighborhood. It shouldn't mean that they've got to go to Lamar to get a good education when they can go to Jones and get one. Lamar is no better than Jones. Our communities are just as good. And they robbed us when they took Carnegie out of Jones. Yes, they did. They put Carnegie over there and took all the kids and the best programs and left that school over there with nobody but the worst of the worst and no teachers, no resources to work on. I came out of that school. I worked. I went to school. I had the best teachers and principals, and we worked in that same building that they think has got to be torn down and redone, and it's got to be sold to a charter school for it to make it. We should not have that. We should be talking about excellence. The HISD let, like, YES and PREP and all these other schools move right in their background, okay. Right in their back door.
Okay. Well, Gerald.
And I'm sick and tired. I don't care who's elected. I don't care what the member is. This is affecting our children. This has taken away years and years of history that those of us who went to these schools, we were proud of them, and we want to see these schools open.
And you said that,
and it doesn't matter to me what the numbers are. It's those parents, those people in that community, they pay taxes. They deserve to have a good school in their neighborhood.
Absolutely. All right, Gerald, again, that rally is Tuesday at Jones High School.
Yeah, it starts somewhere between 6 and 7, but get on the phones, call the superintendent. Somebody ought to be rallying to him, whatever program that you are and your committee and your group is analyzing. This should change. They if they're going to close these schools, why did they go over there and mess with North Forest in the first place? They should have stayed with the schools that they had.
Right.
You know, you can go over there and you can take over a whole new school district, and then you're going to come back and close 5 new schools in our neighborhood. Seemed to me you would concentrate on what you got. They didn't need that district.
Yeah.
And people in the South Park area over there in Van Fleet, all the way out that way, those people deserve it. If they don't pay their taxes, guess what? They lose their property.
That's true.
And every time they get a tax statement, HISD's name is there.
Yeah.
And we should be doing something about it. And I believe that Ms. Harris owe that to us. She do. And she needs to start talking right now.
All right.
That she's opposing it.
Okay. Well, Gerald, we do appreciate your call this morning.
Because I'm totally upset.
I'm sick
and tired to be sick and tired. And we have sat around and we have let this happen. And we're letting it happen with our own folks that we elect. They should be accountable.
Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
For calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it's the passion.
922.
Yes.
I bought my first house from Gerald back in 19. And this is another Gerald Wallback. Yeah, but I can understand.
Angry.
But yeah,
and he speaks for so many in our community that are angry and frustrated.
And obviously the public has to have their voices heard, and there has to be a response, a positive response that's in harmony with what is in the best interest of the community.
You're right.
And
as he says, all of those people, South Park, all stretching all back, they pay their taxes too.
Absolutely. And the taxes are not going down. They're going up.
Hello.
And you appear to get less service as the taxes go higher up.